listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it's another live edition of the Alex Jones Show where we talk about the global government, the criminal crime syndicate that is feeding upon us, scientifically crafting a cashless society slave grid, turning our world, our planet, into a prison planet. It is Thursday, the 13th of November, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We did a USS Liberty story about the ship being attacked, really by the U.S. government controlling Israel, to be blamed on Egypt. Did a show on that a couple days ago. Tomorrow we have Admiral Starr coming on the show. He was the Judge Advocate General, or the JAG officer, presiding over the whitewash of the USS Liberty. He's now gone public about that. Then on Monday, continuing the series, we have Captain Boston, also involved in the cover-up, and now going public 36 years later and saying that they knew the attack was deliberate, that the White House knew about it before the attack even took place and told those fighter jets to turn back that were going to defend the USS Liberty. So that's tomorrow in the second hour, and on Monday in the second hour, you're not going to want to miss these interviews. In the meantime, we're going to launch into a ton of news today. In fact, no guest, because I've fallen behind on covering all the news. We've even got a lot of the news I didn't get to yesterday, a ton of news, big stack of really important stuff today on Big Brother, cashless society, tracking systems, on what's happening in Iraq, what's happening with the borders, what's happening with the Second Amendment. Also next week, I'm going to get a former abortionist on the show to read the bill, the partial birth abortion ban, to tell us if that really bans partial birth abortion. We'll finally have our answer with that. We're lining that up. But today's open phones, any topic you want to discuss, any news item, you disagree with me, you agree with me, you have a question, you have some comments, you've seen some propaganda on the television or in the newspaper, you want to sound off to millions of people listening on AM and FM stations from Northern California to Rhode Island, from Austin, Texas to Kansas City to Pensacola, Florida, our shortwave listeners, our satellite, our internet listeners, any issue you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I love the calls because you take us in lots of different directions and we cover facets of this global system that wouldn't be covered if it wasn't for your calls and your insight. Here's some of the news that is coming up when we get back from this first quick break. Police seize rental truck with TNT traces. This is the eighth time I know of in the last 26 months that they have found people driving trucks with explosive residue all over it. And they're always Israelis. This is Fox News. And I don't know what's going on here, folks, but we'll go over it. Also, CIA has a bleak analysis of Iraq. Vote count marred by computer woes. More on the electronic machines that are always accidentally malfunctioning for the government candidate. U.S. trade gap widens in September. There's your real financial numbers. Clark likes McCain migrant plan. Total open borders. So does Orrin Hatch and George W. Bush. Big story out of the New Hampshire Gazette. Bush, Nazi dealings continued until 1951. New documents have been released. Old Prescotti helping set up and protect the Nazi war chest right up until, well, today, folks. But we've confirmed until 1951. And Hatch and Kennedy want a new hate crime bill. Looks like Bush will sign it. Banning free speech. We'll be right back.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another live transmission. It is the 13th day of November 2003 on this Thursday edition. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. The website's freshly updated daily thanks to the great work of my webmasters. Our InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're adding a lot of new features to both the sites. A lot of new video, audio clips, animations, you name it, daily. You'll want to go visit them. Before we go to Carol and Bob and Brian and folks that are holding, let me launch into some more of the news. In fact, let me just read through the stack to give you an idea. And then there's all the news yesterday about how they're going to deploy mind control readers on the streets and systems that can even manipulate our minds. Folks, this is Boston Globe. This is Sydney Morning Herald. This is Associated Press. All the new microchipping contracts for prisoners and people in China and Germany and Australia and the U.S., it's like waking up to a science fiction horror movie every day when I read all this news. They're going to make RFID fashionable as a dating tool. They're promoting it to the teenagers to wear an RFID transmitter around your neck so you can, quote, meet like-minded people. They want to make you wear RFID bracelets or necklaces to have a job in any multi-story building. They're trying to pass a federal law on that. You'll have a national ID card to have any job. Everything you do is going to be tracked. They're setting up what they call the matrix system with the states, increasing the funding for the Total Information Awareness Network under a bunch of other names. Just pell-mell, mad-dash bedlam into surveillance that makes 1984 look tame. I mean, I've got Television Weekly articles about, yeah, your digital cable box has a microphone in it, and it's watching what you watch, and Homeland Security's dialing in on your own OnStar and listening to what you're doing, and your cell phone can listen to you even when it's off, and everything's being tracked, and the feds are putting in state command bases to track all your cell phones and watch you, and I'm driving around in the countryside and see cameras in every small town and on side dirt roads, and there's helicopters everywhere and drones in the skies, and they're signing public plans to put foreign troops on the streets. They're building giant prisons everywhere, getting rid of posse comitatus. There's no way to describe it. I turn the television on, every show's about how the New World Order is good, gun owners are bad, homosexuality is good, witchcraft is good, homeschoolers are evil, world government's wonderful, opening the borders is wonderful, on and on and on and on. I mean, we're just under unbelievable attack here. They're passing laws, thought crime, speech crime laws at the state level, federal level, internationally. They're getting rid of everyone's liberties. The government is funding terrorism and carrying out attacks all over the place. The woman who said Bush raped her got shot in the back of the head and was just a blurb in the Houston Chronicle and the obituary. Bush's mother is on Larry King Live saying, if you talk bad about my family, you're dead. Five people that spoke out about the Jessica Lynch case being a fraud have all been killed. Shotguns in the back of the head, sniper attacks, drowning in an inch of water, car wrecks. Just wall-to-wall insanity. Rothschilds are taking over the Russian oil systems, the British media, publicly meeting with Schwarzenegger. Electronic voting machines have been caught in every state they're involved, scamming and stealing votes, and nothing's happening, nothing's stopping them, more of them are going in. They're finding more and more cancer viruses and more vaccines. They admit that the Prozac's causing record suicides in children, so they increase the drugging of the children. They have children writing dossiers on their parents in the middle schools all across the country. What does your mommy do? What's in the gun cabinet? What's in the medicine cabinet? Folks, we're living in a Twilight Zone system. There's no way for me to describe the data I study each day, the just breakneck speed of all of this. Thumb scanners are going in the grocery stores, are pulling out the service checkout lanes, making you check out your own groceries and putting in thumb scanners. The banks make you sign agreements, waiving all your rights to have a bank account. Vicente Fox is stomping around everywhere saying, get rid of your borders. Governors are saying, yes, we will. Bush is moving to do it. It's incredible. World government is upon us. I mean, they lie about the weapons of mass destruction. They get caught. There's no bids allowed. Only Halliburton and a handful of White House-controlled companies get all the contracts. They're ordering our troops to bulldoze the fruit groves of the peasants in Iraq, causing resistance, and the UN is going to come in as the savior and play the part of the good cop. The globalists are saying, brace for massive terror attacks. We're going to take all your liberties. They're admitting the Patriot Act's being used to go after topless bars and marijuana dealers and county commissioners and zoning scams and people that bounce checks. It's just wall to wall. Police are stomping around in black combat boots and black ski masks covering up their badges. They're arresting people in Australia who try to protest the government peaceably. They're taking everybody's guns. Bush is getting ready to sign the assault weapons ban and the NIC Strengthening Act that sets up a Total Information Awareness Network through gun control funding. This is what we're dealing with. I mean, just look at these articles here. Police seize rental truck with TNT traces. Fox News, it was Israeli nationals in it. It says they used U.S. Army troops to subdue the vehicle off a military base. Right there, there's the end of posse comitatus. We could spend an hour on this story. CIA has bleak analysis of Iraq. We're going to lose, they say. Only the UN can save us, as we told you they do that. Vote count marred by computer woes. Lebanon, this is out of Indiana. Boone County officials are searching for an answer to the computer glitch that spewed out impossible numbers and interpreted an otherwise uneventful election process Tuesday. I about had a heart attack, said County Clerk Lisa Garfalo, said the breakdown that came as a eager crowd watched computer-generated vote totals being projected onto a wall of the county courthouse rotunda. I'm assuming the glitch was in the software. The lengthy collaboration between the county's information technology director and advisors from the micro-vote software producer fixed the problem, but before that, computer readings of stored voting machine data showed far more votes than registered voters. They've had other counties all over the country where you'll have exactly 8,500 votes for all the Republican candidates when there's not even that many people that were voting and the numbers are different from the precincts. I mean, it's just, and in L.A. And in all the big areas that went for Schwarzenegger, Diebold had its machines in, and they've caught them in meetings with the CIA and how they're going to take our right to vote away, and they're just putting more and more of them in, racing, not caring what we say, putting them in everywhere. I mean, there are reports everywhere these things are being used. All these companies, it's just a total joke. They find little wireless internet connection bugs hidden in them. It's just incredible, folks. I can't believe this anymore. It's just so unbelievable. U.S. trade gap widens in September to record level. It's always a new record every month. Clark likes McCain migrant plan. They say the solution to legal immigration is to legalize anyone who comes to the country through a guest worker program. That's their Republican solution. Teaming up with Bush, Clark, and McCain. Bush Nazi dealings continued until 1951. Turns out the entire Bush, the modern multi-billion-dollar war chest is Nazi money. Of course, their other money went back to ships they own, bringing in opium. That's all mainstream news admitted. Hatch joins Kennedy to push for hate crimes bill. You ought to read this bill. And as one Republican senator said, I've got the quote here, it actually punishes someone for what he thinks. And Digital Freedom Network, internet censorship coming to a computer in the EU, and they're merging our laws with the EU. The EU passed an amendment to their Convention on Cybercrime that outlaws any speech or thought crime deemed as, here's the quote, as written material, any image, or any other representation of ideas or theories which advocates, promotes, or incites, keyword incites, hatred, discrimination, or violence against any individual or group of individuals. And it continues, based on race, color, descent, or national or ethnic origin, as well as into law by the various national legislatures which comprise the EU. So one country passes a new law, we all go under it, even here in the U.S. Hate speech, again, folks, thought crime. And you have this bishop over in England just said, well, I think that we can get homosexuals to become heterosexuals, and now they have taken him into custody for questioning. They're arresting reporters who say that rural communities have served the same rights. I mean, it's, folks, it's 1984, and they're passing laws like this here in the U.S., and they're teaching your children that you're arrested, that you're questioned, that it's illegal to criticize anybody. I mean, whether you agree with what somebody's saying or not, it's called the First Amendment. It's called free speech. Anti-war veterans pulled from parade. A group of 30 military veterans critical of the war in Iraq hope to use Tuesday's Veterans Day parade to call attention to the increasingly deadly conflict, but instead found themselves fighting for something much more fundamental. Members of Veterans for Peace and Vietnam Veterans Against the War were yanked from a downtown Tallahassee street directly in front of the old Capitol while marching in a holiday parade they had legitimately registered in. No law, no nothing. Cops just said, you're not going to do it. You're not going to march with a sign saying you're against the war. That's your new America, folks. As organizers allowed the parade to roll on, including veterans from various wars, several high school marching bands, and even a group of young women for local Hooters restaurant, anti-war veterans were ordered onto the sidewalks where they passed out leaflets and displayed a banner reading, Honor the Warrior, Not the War. That's your new America, folks. The soul of America, the spirit of America, what the veterans fought for is disappearing into full-bore Sovietization. We're turning into hell. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Did you know that an imbalance between sodium and potassium, elevated sugar and homocysteine levels, and the inability of your blood vessels to widen are the three main reasons why Americans don't have healthy blood pressure levels? This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and Lifespan Nutrition has just formulated a dietary supplement to help you maintain healthy blood pressure naturally. It contains vitamin B6 and vitamin C to control the effects of sugar, potassium to balance sodium, quercetin from red onions to help dilate blood vessels, and folic acid to lower homocysteine. A recent study revealed over 65% of senior Americans have difficulty maintaining healthy blood pressure. Call Lifespan Nutrition today at 866-405-4000. When you place your order, you'll also be sent a complimentary copy of my new videotape seminar entitled How to Stay Healthy at Home. Just call 866-405-4000 today. Learn how to stay healthy. 866-405-4000.
Right, we're about to go to your calls, Carol, Bob, Brian, Tony, Michael, Morgan, and others. Infowars.com is the website, and I didn't mean to go off into that rant, but, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger has meetings with a couple dozen people like Ken Lay and Michael Milken, and then comes out publicly trying to keep the Enron scam going, and then he has the nerve to campaign against the corruption. It's like having Joseph Goebbels speaking out against Hitler or something. And these guys do it everywhere. You know, it's like the Bushes. No one has greater connections to the Bin Ladens and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban than his CIA director, Daddy. But again, he's out there fighting them, even as he's flying them out to safety, whether it's out of the U.S., Bin Laden's family, or the Taliban and Al-Qaeda leadership, 8,000 of them out of Afghanistan. And the government sits up there and talks about how they got to take our liberties to stop drugs, and the bigger their war on drugs gets, the more drugs we've got, the more prisons we've got, the more police we've got roving around in these federalized bands of goons, getting citizens and police killed. It's a joke! The mainstream history books admit that Yale was founded with drug money from the opium trade, with the Roosevelts and the Walkers and the Bushes and the Russells and the Warburgs and the rest of them. I'm sick of it. I can read mainstream history books and read about these criminals. I was listening to some neocon talk show yesterday, and it was, oh, we're having Lord such and such, and I love him. He wrote a book about the leadership of Roosevelt, oh. And then I heard another neocon show. They had the same Lord on last night. Oh, Lord such and such from England. Conservatives need to start to love Roosevelt, yes. We need to learn how to love open borders. We need to learn how to love all this gun control. Carol in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have Fox News on, and they just removed Roy Moore from his job.
Oh, the Republican court did.
Well, whatever court he was.
Yeah, the court that had him removed is Republican dominated. I just want to point that out. I'm not saying go vote for the Democrats. I'm saying we don't have a second party.
Well, anyway, the reason I called, you were talking about this partial birth abortion and the rules they made. Nothing's been said about what happens to the mother while this baby is being just partially delivered. How can they stop the birth from being, you know, completed, to kill it or whatever?
Well, we're going to have a doctor on this subject. We're lining that up now, someone who's committed these acts.
Well, what I'm talking about is the woman would have to be heavily sedated, wouldn't she, for them to be able to stop the baby from being born?
Well, they don't do that. They just kill it while it's still inside of her.
Well, then I guess they'd have to do a cesarean or something.
No, they don't do that.
Well, it's got to be terribly hard on the mother, and I can't understand any mother that would have her baby killed when it's 9 months, just getting ready to be born.
Hey, it's, they're calling people begging for water and food. They're calling them vegetables and killing them, people that are in a lot better shape than Terry Schiavo.
Right.
I could be pole vaulting, or I could be doing 1,000 jumping jacks and 500 push-ups, and they could point at me and say, there's the vegetable, and people will go, there's the vegetable. Why, it's not a baby when it's 8 months old. Let's kill it. It just shows the mind control, Carol.
Well, I can't believe we sunk as low as we have.
Oh, we're going to sink a lot lower, too. Don't worry.
Well, it does worry me.
I know. Thanks for the call, Carol.
Thanks.
Bob in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Great to talk to you. I just had a comment and a question. My wife, about a year or so ago, heard a couple Russian hockey players, when they came over here, they were playing in the United States in the NHL, just comment about how when they were coming here, they thought this was like the land of the free. And their comment was that we're more oppressed than those people are over there.
Yeah, I talked to a lot of Russians and Poles and Chinese, and they say, hey, we've seen tyranny, and this is what you've got here, but you people don't even know it.
Oh.
I mean, Americans think that people who've registered for a veterans parade can then be pulled out for no reason by the police and threatened with arrest. They think that's freedom. They think unmarked police busting down your door at 3 a.m. is freedom. They think drones looking through your walls are freedom. They think your children being taught how to tattle on you is freedom. They think open borders is freedom. They think being a jellyfish, a slave, is freedom. Stay there. I'll let you finish up, Bob.
Okay.
And we'll talk to Brian, Tony, Michael, Morgan, and others. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm hopping mad.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills. You've tried counting calories. You've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to help and you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you having problems with the high cost of prescription medications? Who isn't? Perhaps it's privacy issues. Either way, grab a pen and write this number down. 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. That's a toll-free call that will lead you to the online pharmacy. The online pharmacy has free prescriptions on name brand medications. That's right, I said free prescriptions on name brand prescription medications. A quick process with the physicians at the online pharmacy, and you can have your medications delivered right to your door. It's quick, it's easy, and it saves you money on popular name brand medications like diet pills and muscle relaxers or painkillers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You'll save money on anti-anxiety medications, heartburn relief, or allergy control, all without having to go to the doctor's office. The list is endless, and the prescriptions are free. The online pharmacy respects your right to privacy and can save you money. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-615-7094. That's 1-800-615-7094. Don't wait. Do it today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day and back from 9 to midnight, we're here live. A rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., by the way, Central. Tomorrow we have Admiral Starr coming on to talk about the USS Liberty, and then on Monday we're going to have Captain Boston. These are the guys under, these are the JAG officers under the president when he ordered them to cover up what really happened with that ship as the government tried to sink it in 1967 to blame it on Egypt to start World War III. So this should be very interesting, and there's been some new revelations as well. We'll be covering that tomorrow. Today it's wide open phones and your calls and a lot of news. And I told Bob to hold over, but he hung up. So let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. Thank you for taking my call, sir. As far as the mind control, people don't believe you. Here's a patent number that you'll write down. 468-6605, Dr. Bernard Eastland, mind control and earthquake machine. It's right on the internet. You can see it for yourself.
Well, I have a Senate bill where they admit all this. I mean, I got BBC here where they admit they can control the weather. They're going to quadruple the power of the HAARP system. That's an official federal filing. This is old technology.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brian, I got articles where they've now deployed, I had the CEO on 2 years ago, they've now deployed these, hundreds of them, Coke machines that project audio into your middle ear. No one else can hear it. And it says, drink Coca-Cola. It's delicious. This stuff is old. I have patents from 1954 for these machines.
Well, the thing is, if people don't want to believe it, there's a patent number right there. Then go right to the U.S. Patent Office. It tells you right there. It's plain as nose on your face. The thing I was wanting to discuss with you, sir, is this. Jacob Rothschild has three advisors that work for him, and they're giving the world this warning. The first one was George Soros. He stated that now there's a secular bull gold market buying frenzy starting, and it will greatly harm the U.S. dollar or the Federal Reserve note. The most important word he was speaking was the word secular. Norris oral seclorum.
And I've got his quote from yesterday, and he says his mission is to bring down Bush, but his policy is the same as Bush's and Snow's to drive down the dollar. They're all working together. Go ahead.
Well, it's a world without God. What they're telling the Brotherhood, 29 degree and down, to get out of the Federal Reserve notes and go into gold because they know there's going to be a collapse. Then we had Warren Buffett also state that starting January 1st, 2004, the American people are headed for 8 years of financial hell.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, he said that the dollar is gone. And again, they're doing this on purpose. They're even calling in the old notes, issuing the new ones now to artificially restrict the money supply to ensure they kill the dollar.
Right, but the one that really got to me, sir, was John Templeton. He was interviewed by a reporter, Gary Wood, in the Bahamas. He said that the United States dollar will take a hit of 40% between 1 to 4 months. And he told his investors to get out of U.S. mutual funds, stocks, bonds, and especially real estate.
We've already taken a 30% hit in the last year.
Yeah, but the thing is, he told them to go into a Canadian, New Zealand, and an Australian bond.
And I heard NPR last week, they said the dollar is going to incrementally go down, and that's a good thing because we Americans have lived outside our means, and we're going to lower our standard to the global average. And they were giggling on NPR about it.
Well, the thing that gets me, they're already Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are already $1.5 billion in the red. So, this real estate.
A billion?
$1.5 billion in the red.
It's a lot more than that.
Well, that's what they stated on the record. I'm trying to get what they said. To me, it's about double. It must be about $3 billion. But that's what they stated on the record. The system is collapsing. This country is collapsing every way, shape, and form.
And meanwhile, they're telling us the economy is wonderful.
And I give you another example. Look, we had the problems with Syria. 11-9 or the mirror image of 9-11 with Saudi Arabia when they bombed over there. And the reason why they're going into Saudi Arabia is because as of next year, the Saudis are not going to take off Federal Reserve notes. And the year after that, they don't want to renew the oil lease with the United States. They want the Americans out of there. So they blew up these places like a protection racket to come back to Saudi Arabia.
Now, 3 years ago, the World Economic Forum said, we're going to drop the dollar. We're going to, quote, turn the lights on for Europe to make the global system look good. We can then sell it to the Asians and to the Americans and have these three unions that then are merged. That's already taking place. We have Canada and the Pan-American Union already merging with the EU, and the average person has no idea about this, but the globalists said publicly, it's very, Michelle of the World Bank and Wolfensohn, Michelle of the IMF and Wolfensohn of the World Bank said, we will have an incremental drop in the dollar so people don't notice it.
Well, they're getting ready January 1st, 2005, to open up all the borders between Alaska and Chile. That's going to start.
They've said it publicly, the American Union.
That's the AmeriDollar. So, even though the people can't see it, the way I see it, this is like an onrushing.
Well, look, we're telling folks about the AmeriDollar, just like we told them about the pink 20s and all the new money, just like we told them about the face scanning cameras, just like we told them about the Patriot Act. And then when the Ameros roll out, folks, they'll go, "Why, you told me the truth."
Well, unfortunately, sir, most people want to be children and want to stay children. They don't want to grow up. And that's why we're losing this republic. You have to go from security to justice. What you're doing on here is because you're a man of justice. That's why you're doing it. If you were a man of security, you would go the other way. But most people don't want to think, and that's the problem. And I'm afraid they're going to have to be shocked into thinking, sir.
Well, that's why they're getting rid of Posse Comitatus. That's why they're training even small-town police in riot activity for land confiscation. The Marines, local police are training to force you off your land, to kill you. They're really setting it up, Brian.
Well, in conclusion, I'll end with this. Arnold Schwarzenegger is already passing a bill to give illegal aliens work permits, and Senator John McCain is going to sponsor the bill.
And starting 4 days ago, millions of illegals lined up to be given driver's license.
I mean, it's becoming a joke, sir. I mean, if it wasn't so tragic, it'd be laughable. But the thing is, the joke is going to be on us if we don't wake up.
But Sean Hannity said Arnold was good, and so did Pat Robertson.
That's because they get paid. If they got paid to say the other thing, they would say it. They're nothing, but I don't want to use bad language in your program. But, you know, these men have no scruples. Let's put it that way. They go for the highest bid, or whatever the highest bid tells them what to do, they'll do.
By the way, Mr. Oxycontin, who says put anybody in prison who's got marijuana, Mr. Hillbilly Heroin, Mr. 100 pills a day that would literally kill an elephant, he's going to be coming back to the airwaves next Monday.
Well, he's part of the Brotherhood. When he has a program on New York, he used to have the square, the circle, and the pyramid, which is the Brotherhood. Then he had to take it off because it got obvious. As long as he doesn't double-cross the Brotherhood, he stays in. The minute he opens up his mouth with the Brotherhood, sir, he's going to...
But let your teenage daughter be found with a handful of pills. She's going to be serving hard time.
Well, you know, sir, they're examples. If you're not one of us, you are as nothing. No, they are. I mean, these people are Luciferian vampires. The only way I could describe it on your...
I hear you, Brian. Great points. Thanks for the call. Tony in Ohio. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Tony.
Yes. I just have a thing I want to say, so I hope you don't interrupt me too much when I say it. You have the Ten Commandments with Roy Moore. Roy Moore was suspended for having the Ten Commandments in his courtroom. And then in Texas, the judge Samuel B. Kent said that at the high school graduation in Galveston County, if anybody utters the word Jesus, they will be arrested by the U.S. Marshals and that they will be there. In Missouri and St. Louis, the fourth grader Raymond Rains prayed at lunchtime and was given a week's detention. And then in New York City, I forget the lady's name now, her children want to put up the nativity scene at school, and they said, no, you can't put it up, but they're allowed to put up Jewish menorahs, which is religious material. And then John Ashcroft, during the ADL, at an ADL meeting, told the ADL that so many words that anti-Semitism, terrorism, and the Patriot Act all go together because he says verbal attacks on the Jewish people are portends for the savage criminality for things to come. In other words, freedom of speech and saying anything anti-Semitic and the Patriot Act all seem like they're coming together, and anything that you have anything to do with Christianity
and according to the EU statements I just read, if British farmers criticize German produce, they're arrested. If a bishop says homosexuals need to change their lifestyle, they're arrested. If reporters say that, they're arrested. They're passed the law in Pennsylvania where you can be arrested. Yes, and anti-war veterans.
Hold on a second.
I'm going to put you on hold because I want to explain something about this show. I let callers talk longer than anybody else does, okay? But I add points. So I want you to time out, folks, how long callers talk. Get a stopwatch out, time how long they talk, and then time how long they're allowed to talk on other shows. But then I'm going to add points. And everything you said was true, okay? So I'm going to add some more points to this because we need to strengthen the argument and show people what's really happening, okay? Now, you can go ahead and finish up, Tony.
Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just was worried you might try to cut me off like so often people say. And all I was trying to point out is that the Antichrist has taken over America, and it's very strong and powerful, and we're in trouble. That's all I have to say.
Well, no, I appreciate your call, Tony, and it's a great point, and thank you. I just didn't want to run over you. I wanted to add my points there because they're important. Thank you. Look, it's simple. They're trying to create a chilling effect. They're trying to bully everyone into shutting up and going along with this agenda. If you're a criminal, if you're a drug addict, if you're a real live Nazi, you're going to be just fine. If you love freedom, they're going to come after you. But there's more of us than there are of them, and you got these veterans in a Veterans Day parade who signed up, who were authorized to be there, as if you even need that under the First Amendment. They had the Hooters girls out there in Tallahassee, Florida. They had the school bands, and a group of veterans were marching, and the police just said, you'll be arrested. And the police said, this is offensive, people are booing, and people don't like it, and so you're not going to talk. And that's a democracy, folks. That's what a democracy does. In a republic, you have a rule of law. The minority is protected as well as the majority. In a democracy, if people shout, shut them up, it happens. And so the globalists can feed the mass whatever they want to tell them and then turn the mass against those who they don't agree with. So thank you, Tony. Michael in Texas, then Morgan, Mark, Barney, Helen, and others. Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead. You're on the air. Okay, he's not there. Morgan in Washington State. Morgan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thought I would just throw a little bit more light on this, on the police state. I've got an article here by the Associated Press, Pam Hamilton, South Carolina community split over raid. Little town of Goose Creek, South Carolina, this small community just a few miles north of Charleston is split over whether police went too far last week when they conducted a high school drug sweep with their weapons drawn. More than 100 Stafford High School students were ordered to crouch in a hallway, some restrained with plastic handcuffs, while 14 officers and a dog searched for drugs. No drugs were found, no arrests were made, and this school is completely under video surveillance, and those cameras are accessible by the police from the police headquarters there.
Which is a violation of the Fifth Amendment and Fourth Amendment. Your children are being trained how to live in a prison grid system, and no drugs were found, and they pointed and cussed at the children and pointed guns at their heads with loaded firearms. Well, everyone is guilty. Everyone is a prisoner.
Well, the fact that they wondered if they went too far is just a ridiculous assertion, and what's even worse is my sister-in-law is a librarian there, and she said that she thought it was a good idea. I just said, oh, God save you, honey. it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, the government ships the drugs in, pushes Ritalin and Prozac on 10 million children, teaches them how to have sex, teaches them about world government, teach them how to write reports on mommy and daddy in every middle school I know of, have BATF in the classrooms now as part of a federal program, train them how to load on the buses at gunpoint with their hands behind their head, and this is a good idea.
Yeah, unfortunately, I guess that that's pretty much where we're headed, and we, certain of us know it, and the rest are just completely in the dark. But every once in a while, there's a glimmer. You know, yesterday I was sitting in the tire store having a repair made to a tire on my car. And I noticed this lady, she was about 80 years old. She's sitting there reading a book, and it's called Being One with the Universe. And after a few minutes, I just decided to ask her what the book was, if she was taking a course in school or if that was just something she had an interest in. And she was being very political correct, and she was pretty succinct about telling me what the book was about. And then I asked her very politely, I said, well, is this something that you go along with? And she goes, oh, no, this is just more of that New World Order blank. She goes, I just wanted to know where these fruitcakes were coming from. And I was sitting there, and I was thinking, you know, hallelujah. This is wonderful. This lady is 80 years old, and she's got it pegged, you know.
Let me tell you something. I have talked to the people. I've done over 1,000 interviews on every station you can imagine, liberal, conservative. We get one call that disagrees for every 30. People are waking up. They're waking up on the street. The police are waking up. That's why the globalists are moving and moving hard. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
We'll come back and go to Michael, Mark, Barney, Helen, and others. It's wide open phones today, and I'm going to go back in the news here in the next hour as well, and a whole stack of important stuff concerning Big Brother that I didn't get to yesterday and all the new developments today. The government admits they're going to put mind control transmitters that they admit can control your mind. That is, make you pass out, make you become giddy, make you start vomiting. They're going to put these up for your safety around the country. They're now announcing it's all part of freedom, just like the microchips they're announcing every day, every 10 seconds on the news, how wonderful they are. And we'll be going over that and a bunch of other important news when we get back here on the show. And we are in desperate times, and things are very, very serious, what we're dealing with right now. But, again, they're just trying to announce their whole system, announce their takeover, and they're hoping we just sit here with our thumbs in our mouths like babies and accept it. You know, it'd be like being teleported back in time to the Aztec kingdom as they were sacrificing people en masse. And to the Aztecs, it was normal. But to a person of different moral compass, it would be horrible. So they can tell us, you know, Hitler said it was normal to do what he was doing. And if you were in Germany, you were brainwashed incrementally into believing it. But we don't have to go down that path. We can say no. We have a First Amendment. We have a Second Amendment. We have a Fifth Amendment. We have a Tenth Amendment. We're saying no to the federal zoning to take our property rights. We're saying no to your public schools. We're saying no to your vaccines. We're saying no to your war. They're desperate, and they're showing the world what they are right now. Your calls are coming up and a bunch of other news. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, and VirginUtah.com. Check them all out today. Oh, man. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss any of this info or these great calls. Stay with us.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Folks, what the neocons do is they get up and talk about how bad the open borders are and then say in the next breath, that's why we've got to support George W. Bush. And then don't even mention on the Laura Ingraham shows and the Rush Limbaugh shows and the Sean Hannity's of the world Don't even mention that Bush is for totally open borders. So they make you feel like they're doing something. I was on some liberal website yesterday that had an incredible flash animation about the depleted uranium, and that's up on Infowars.com, and how these are really the first three nuclear wars of history. What happened in the first Gulf War in 91, what happened in 98 in Kosovo, what happened with the thousands of tons that were used just a few months ago in Iraq. And the fact that the Army's top scientists came out and quit and said, look, it is killing people. It is causing deformities. This stuff's horrible. It's over 1,900 times safe levels. But I went to their website, and they had gun control on there. You know, they admit there's a tyranny and a corrupt New World Order, but the answer is, let's turn our guns in, and then the government will be real nice to us. And there, you know, there they were even attacking alternative conservative websites. Again, it's like a neocon. You can't wake them up. They think Rush Limbaugh and George Bush are, you know, disciples, basically, of Christ. And then you've got all these liberals over here that see the corruption of the world government, but don't understand that their own party voted for all this and is the biggest supporters of it. You people are pathetic. Wake up. Don't be so stupid. If we don't get past all this, it's over. It's over. And, you know, the caller mentioned, the great caller, Tony, mentioned that, and that was about a year ago. I've got the text of Ashcroft's speech to the ADL, and he said, we've got to restrict speech. We've got to go after people for their comments because that could incite violence. And that's what the EU is saying in their new rules. And that's what Governor Mark Swiker said when he signed the bill that preachers can be liable for reading from the Old Testament passages that criticize homosexuality. It's happening, folks. They're going to parades for people that signed up for them and pulling out the peace activists who were veterans. They're arresting people that use the N-word. They're going after everybody's free speech, folks. That's the point about free speech. You may not like somebody's free speech, but if they take their free speech away, they're going to take yours away. And frankly, folks, the First Amendment is just as important as that Second Amendment. But people don't know what their rights are, so they don't know they're losing them. Folks, we're becoming a carbon copy of Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. And the same people running our government funded these monsters. But it doesn't scare me because an awakening's taking place. We're going to break and come back and go to these loaded phones with Michael and Mark and Barney and Helen and Wyatt and others. I do want to spend about a minute and 10 seconds here at the end of this hour to remind everybody to get my videos. Number one, they're waking people up. They're professionally produced. They're shockingly hardcore and cutting edge. And it also supports this show. The more videos and books you buy from us, the more we can do. It's just that simple. Please get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order by Paul Joseph Watson. Please get Matrix of Evil, my new video. It's so incredible with Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and Frank Morales and Colonel Craig Roberts and myself laying out the New World Order with solutions and how to fight them and the good news. It's so good. A Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. The world isn't going to see this unless you get these videos and make copies and get them out. And I want to thank those that have. But if you haven't, get the videos. Show them to people. Wake folks up. Go to Infowars.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. Join us in history. Join us in the Infowar. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Second and third hours, only a minute away.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. All